I got lost driving up here yesterday, which some of you know to sort of expect from me. In my own defense, it was the first time that I've ever been up here. And I wasn't completely lost. I mean, no search parties were organized to come looking for me. I was just a little bit lost for just a few minutes. But those are just excuses, of course. For those few minutes, I had no idea where I was or where I was going. Except for getting lost, I really enjoyed the trip coming up here, driving on 38 past those residential areas, past farms, both homegrown and professional, breaking out into that hilly area and driving beside the riverbed, and then coming to that almost 180-degree turn and beginning to climb up the mountain, past rocks, pines, panoramic views. I was listening to Car Talk on National Public Radio and it kept cutting in and out. You know what I'm talking about. But I thought that they were talking about my car at the time, so I stayed tuned in. The traffic was light on that windy road, and that big Vaughn's semi-trailer truck that was in front of me gracefully pulled over. And I just went on ahead. And I was just getting into the drive. You know, that feeling of just being on the road. And maybe I was too much into the scenery. Maybe I was straining a little too hard to listen to the radio. Maybe I'd been sort of lulled and hypnotized by that swaying car dance, sort of left and right and left and right. But whatever the cause, I suddenly felt that I had no idea where I was. You probably are familiar with that feeling of being lost. You? That instant of tensing up, of clutching, of trying to grasp something, anything familiar, while at the same time trying to recall and review every single step you've taken to get wherever you're currently at. So I pulled over and quickly ran down the list. Got up this morning? Check. Put the MapQuest directions in the car? Check. Got dressed? Yes. I actually checked to see if I was dressed at that moment. Check. Stop for coffee? Check. 91 freeway? Check. 10 freeway? Check. 38? Check. Doing pretty good so far. So I grabbed the directions. At 23.6 miles from my last right-hand turn was supposed to be Jenks Lake Road West. Now, not 10 yards from where I had stopped was a sign for Jenks Lake Road. See, it didn't quite match up there. And I was pretty nervous already. But I decided to take the chance. And so I made the right-hand turn, drove up the twisty road, and finally, with much relief, I saw the sign. The Benneville Pines Unitarian Universalist Camp. It was like coming home. You may know that Chalice and Riverside churches are currently working with Vista, the Vista Church, on creating a new congregation, a UU community, in the Temecula Valley area. This project is called a multi-site congregation, because it's an extension of these congregations at a new site, but it is not a new church. It has its own hopes, its own dreams, and yet it's drawing from the strengths of these three. It's drawing from all the lessons that we have learned in our collective time as congregations. And we're very excited about this place. Our hope in creating this is that we can extend a home to those people in the Temecula Valley area, so that they have a place to come to, very much like our own individual church communities, those sacred spaces where we've all come from. Those individual spaces in Fullerton, in Escondido, and in Riverside. Just like those places that we come from. Our own sacred space, our home. So if you're interested and you have the time next weekend, it's our first worship service. And I invite you to come at 3 o'clock there to the Marietta area. We have more details. There's a few people who are actually part of this new UU community here today. And if you need more information, please just talk with us. We'd be glad to let you know about what's happening there, the plans and the future. Because there's a great deal of interest about this multi-site. The district has been very supportive and is very interested. The association is very supportive and interested. In fact, I got a chance to talk with Bill Sinkford about it just last week. And it's an opportunity for us, in their eyes, to be able to grow Unitarian Universalism, to be able to offer that sense of home that we all have in our individual communities, to offer that to people who don't have that in theirs. And spending a lot of time meditating and contemplating what it means to have sort of a congregation that's stretched out like that. And this experience this weekend has been very helpful in coming to understand what it means to be Unitarian Universalists away from our home sacred spaces. Come to a particular conclusion that church, if you define it as a beloved community, a communion of saints, or if it's just the harbor in the storm, that church is not a place. I mean, certainly we have our sacred spots. We have those places, those wonderful places. I haven't had the opportunity to visit at Fullerton, but I did look at the website and saw that you shared your space with a Jewish congregation. In Riverside, we're celebrating 115 years of our space right now and uncovering our windows. And in Escondido, I've had the opportunity to go down there and worship in a space that is currently changing, and the plans are to develop that and to make it much bigger and meet the needs of the community. We have our individual space, and yet it was mentioned yesterday during our planning of this worship service that this, too, is our UU sacred space. This is where we come from all of those individual spots. We come here. It was mentioned in the chalice lighting. We come here for beauty, for solemnity, for a sense of the holy, for creativity, for sharing music, for connection, for our time together as a broad UU community. If church is not a place, it is a sacred space. A sacred space for relationship, to live, to thrive. And the relationships that have been going on between Chalice and Fullerton that we have joined in with this weekend, because it's a long tradition for Chalice and Fullerton to come up together. The growing of that relationship makes this a sacred space that we can hold something much bigger than our own congregations. So we have our individual sacred spaces, we have our shared sacred space, and we have our Unitarian Universalist movement. A sense of something much larger than just these sacred spaces, larger than this place, and yet we're beginning to sense it. We're beginning to feel it here this weekend with these three congregations in relationship here at the Benneville Pines. But I do wonder sometimes that we have found our sacred spaces, our beloved communities. But what about our movements? Sometimes I feel that it's a little bit lost. Not so much that we have to send out a search party for Unitarian Universalism, but a little bit lost. And I wonder if we as Unitarian Universalist seekers are ever Unitarian Universalist finders. What can we find in a sacred space of relationship which is much bigger than our individual congregation? What can we find together? We have taken the right steps. Our checklist is solid. But a movement needs more than knowing where it's been. To ultimately be successful, Unitarian Universalism needs to know where it is going.